أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله أضل أعمالهم. This is the beginning of Surah Muhammad, which is also known as Surah Al-Qital, the surah in which the first permission was given for jihad. In the previous surah, at the end, Allah explained the condition of the non-believers, what they will face in the akhirat. And the causes for that, Allah explains here, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Makkah Sharif, and they saw his akhlaq, his character, his life, everything, which was sufficient for them to bring iman. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara, and here everything was very clear. The truth became even more clear when the opposition in some way became less, though there was also severe opposition in Medina Sharif also. So with regard to the two groups of people, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. جو لوگ کے منکر ہوئے اور روکا اوروں کو اللہ کے راہ سے کھو دیے اللہ نے ان کے کام. Those people who disbelieved, when the truth became so manifest and so clear, and not only that they disbelieved, but they stopped other people also from entering into the fold of Islam, these people are the ones who have gone the most astray. Their actions are the most wrong, and they have gone totally astray. On the other hand, there was the other group of people, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, اور جو لوگ یقین لائے اور کیے بھلے کام. However, those people who brought iman, they saw the truth and they accepted it and they did amal also accordingly. وَعَامَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ, اور مانا اس کو جو اترا محمد پر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And they brought iman on that which was revealed on Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. They brought iman on the Quran Sharif. وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, اور وہی ہے سچا دین ان کے رب کے طرف سے. And that was the true deen, the Quran Sharif, the deen which Allah had promulgated. That was the true way of life, the correct way of life from Allah Ta'ala. كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, ان پر سے اتارے ان کی برائیاں. For all the errors and omissions and mistakes that they might have made, Allah says, we have forgiven and overlooked them. وَأَصْلَحَ بَعْلَهُمْ وَرْسَوَارَ أُنْكَ حَالِ, and we corrected their condition also. So once a person is on the right path, he might still err and make mistakes, but Allah forgives all those mistakes. And Allah Ta'ala guides him and corrects all his matters also. His dunya's matters also, his life starts going in the right way, problems go out of his life, and he has a peaceful life. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا اتَّبَعُوا الْبَاطِلِ. And why all this, the two different groups? یہ اس لیے کہ جو منکر ہوئے وہ چلے جھوٹی بات پر. Those who denied and did not believe in the Quran and in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they followed falsehood. وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبَعُوا الْحَقَّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, اور جو یقین لائے انہوں نے مانی سچی بات اپنے رب کے طرف سے. And those who brought iman, they followed the truth which was revealed from Allah Ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ أَمْثَالَهُمْ, یو بتلاتا ہے اللہ لوگوں کو ان کے احوال. In this way, Allah Ta'ala explains to the people their conditions. From here, we also should understand our condition. Though alhamdulillah, there isn't kufr in us, we are all believers. But those who are the righteous believers and those who believe and do good deeds, but they commit gunas also. So the condition of this reflects on a person's life. If a person is sincerely obedient to Allah Ta'ala, and by that it is meant he has become a wali of Allah Ta'ala, Allah's favors are upon him, his life is corrected, problems go out of his life. And a person who also believes, does good deeds also, but is committing sins also. Sometimes he's making namaz, sometimes he's not making namaz. Sometimes he dresses like a Muslim, sometimes he doesn't dress like a Muslim. All these things have got an effect on a person, and then he faces the consequences of it. So now, in the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala is given the permission of fighting back now. In Makkah Sharif, Muslims were not allowed to make jihad. They were only on the defensive and they had to make sabr. Now Allah gives permission to fight back also, and Allah gives permission for offensive jihad also. فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ. So جَبْ تُمْ مُقَابِلْهُ مُنْكِرُوكِ تُمَارُوا كَرْدَنِ. Now when you meet the non-believers and they are fighting against you, you defend yourself. You also fight back now. Permission is given now when they reached Medina Sharif, and you also strike them at their necks. حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْخَنْتُمْ يَهَاتَكَ جَبْ خُوب قَتَلْ كَرْچُكُو. And when you fight, fight severely and let the blood flow. Those who don't believe and they are causing a obstruction in deen, then you fight them back and you remove this obstruction. فَشُدُّ الْوَتَى تُمَسْبُودْ بَانْدْ لِوْقَيْدْ. Those who are get killed. The balance of these non-believers, take them as prisoners of war. فَإِمَّا مَنَّمْ بَعْدُ وَإِمَّا فِدَاءً. پھر یا احسان کیجئو یا معاوضہ لیجئو. Now after you have taken them as prisoners of war, you have a choice. Either you set them free again, and that is if you fear they are not going to fight you back. They are not going to cause obstructions. After you interrogate them and you are satisfied, you have screened them, that these won't be obstacles in our way, you can set them free. Set them free. And those others that cause obstruction and they want to be set free, then you can take some payment from them and then set them free. حتى تذا الحرب اوزارها جب تک کہ رکھ دیئے لرائیں اپنی ہتھیار. And this will carry on until the end of the war. That is, keep on fighting them, take their prisoners, treat them according to expediency, what is required at that time. And this will be until jihad carries on, and until these people cause an obstruction for deen. ذالک. یہ سن چکے. These matters Allah تبارک تعالی has made clear to you. وَلَوْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ لَن تَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ. اور اگر چاہے اللہ تو بدلہ لے ان سے. And if Allah wished to, He should not have made jihad compulsory upon you. But what He should have done, like He took Himself, He punished the people of Aad, He punished the other nations. Allah could have done that also. But why did Allah not intervene Himself and He brought you in between and you make jihad? You will also make the law of Allah to come to pass. But why did Allah do that? وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. But Allah is testing you. پر جانچنا چاہتا ہے تمہارے ایک سے دوسرے کو. Allah wants to test you. Who are those who love the Islam and who love peace for mankind, and they want Islam to reign in the world and live a peaceful life and are prepared to give their lives for it also? And who are those who only do lip service? Who are those who are not really sincere that they want true Islam? So by instituting jihad, Allah Ta'ala made the test for mankind. Who are those who are prepared to sacrifice for Islam, and who are those who are only who just jump on the bandwagon and they are not prepared to sacrifice? وَالَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ يُضِلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. اور جو لوگ مارے گئے اللہ کے راہ میں تو نہ ضائع کرے گا ان کے کیے کام. And those of you who become shaheed while fighting in the path of Allah, Allah will not destroy your actions. All your amal which you had done, Allah will give you the full rewards of it in the qabr, in jannat. Forever and ever you will get those returns and you will get that enjoyment. سَيَهْدِيهِمْ وَيُسْلِحُ بَالَهُمْ. ان کو راہ دے گا اور سوارے گا ان کا حال. Allah Ta'ala will guide them towards Jannah, and Allah Ta'ala will correct all their matters for them. وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. اور داخل کرے گا ان کو بہشت میں جو معلوم کرا دی ہے ان کو. And Allah تبارک تعالی will make them enter into Jannah which has been already made known to them. In other words, the people who go to Jannah, just like we, if we went abroad, we traveled, we came home, we know exactly where our house is. We return back to our house, we know exactly. Just like that, a Jannati, when he enters Jannat, he will know exactly that this is my palace. This is my place where I'm going to stay. Arrafaha lahum, Allah would have brought it to them. Another interpretation of that Jannat will be perfumed for them. Just like you go to a hotel room, they just cleaned it before. They spray fragrance in there and they perfume the place. Like that, the Jannat will be perfumed when people will enter. They will know exactly where they stay. So in these ayat, Allah has explained the causes and the reasons for Allah's favors upon a person or the punishment upon a person. And the jihad, Allah Ta'ala had made farad, and that was a test for mankind to see who is genuine and who loves his Islam, that is prepared to give his blood also. Those who do become shaheed, Allah has shown what great stages they will get and what enjoyments they will get forever. وآخر دعوانا